So, we need to find out a little bit more about you. Not about what you did back in Spain. We need to find out about you as a boy, because we can understand you. We can understand you as a boy, and we can understand the man that boy has become. But also, I appreciate that if I do understand you as a boy and talk about you as a boy, then Simon will take notes and take them back to Prince Andrew. But that is... So, Ricardo. In which, good delayed reaction there, Connie. Ricardo, did you grow up in Madrid or did you grow up somewhere else? When you grew up in Madrid. And what did your parents do?
My dad was an engineer.
Uh-huh.
And my mother took care of the home.
Oh, that's lovely. And what rem- and thing is, such a workaday sentence. If Graham said that, I'd be like, yeah, fine. But in a Spanish accent, it sounds so romantic, doesn't it? My father, he was an engineer. My mother took care of the home. Mm, beautiful. What sort of things did he engineer? Like revolutions? For who? Wow. Oh my God, your dad worked like light bulb engineers. Yeah, oh brilliant. So obviously when you were a young boy and you thought, one day I'm going to move to the United Kingdom as an interpreter and control the government for 10 to 15 years, and you had that massive idea just as your dad was popping a light bulb above your head. Oh, I see. And where did you go to school?
In Spain.
In Spain? Yeah, okay. I was looking for something slightly more specific than that, to be honest, Ricardo. But I appreciate you've worked in the political world. You want to keep things hazy. You're a will-o'-the-wisp figure, of course. I know, after this show, I'm going to leave here, and tomorrow there are going to be attack pieces of me on the paper, and I'll think, could it be Murdoch? Could it be Cummings? No, it's going to be Ricardo, isn't it? Wow, what was your favourite subject at school?
English.
Cool, okay, and politics as well? No, I don't believe you. And what's your favourite hobby as a child? Skating, yeah. I feel like we're both skating on pretty fucking thin ice right now, my friend. Wow, do you like to skate in line or on old-fashioned roller skates? Both, cool. What are you best at?
Now
in line. Cool, you got any special moves? Oh. You're very modest. I am, because this show, I think we all know, is ending with Ricardo doing a dual interpretation of this whilst doing backflips on his rollerblades. It is going to be magnificent. And here's the thing, Ricardo. What do you want? What do you want in life, my friend? You come here, you've infected our politics like some sort of Iberian parasite. You've bored into the brains of Tony Blair. You have, like, economic collapse. You have warfare on your ledger. And you sit there in a very self-effacing way just going, I would just like another beer. But what do you want? You've brought this country to its knees. You've brought these guys here to try and mask that. But we need to know from you, what is the one thing that you want more than anything else? You don't know. That makes the last 15 years make a lot more sense. If we've had a person in government that is controlled by a Spaniard that's going, I've got no idea what I'm doing. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we need to find a way to rehabilitate you. Clearly, we need to find a way to rehabilitate you, because we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Of course we all make mistakes. Like, some of us make mistakes like, I don't know, not ending up in the form of music that we want to. Some of us make mistakes of turning our animal friends into humans for an indefinite amount of time. Some of us make mistakes of not reading the map. But you have made the biggest mistake in the world. We need someone to rehabilitate you, to rehabilitate your character. And if only, Ricardo, there was someone in this room who had their finger on the pulse of contemporary British politics. So...